Thank you, everybody, for joining this event. Today, we're going to have a discussion between myself, Jan, and Jesse. And the discussion is going to focus on AI's role in content marketing. This audio live event also coincides with Jan's appearance on TechChill's main stage. And TechChill is an international tech startup conference taking place in Milan. She'll be there this Wednesday, so if you are there but by any chance, feel free to say hello. Just a bit of admin. Today's discussion will take between 30 to 45 minutes, so it's not actually going to take an hour as was described on the event information. So please feel free to stay with us throughout the entire duration, of course. And I think on this note, we can begin. I can quickly introduce myself first. My name is Karina. I'm a marketing account manager at the Estado Marketing, and I'll be today's event host. So I think, Jan, if you could jump in now and briefly introduce yourself, that'd be great.
Sure. Thanks, Karina, for this introduction and for the AI jokes later. If you missed them, we haven't missed much. Just to introduce myself, my name is Jana. I'm the managing director of Estado Marketing. And Estado Marketing is a London-based agency, a marketing agency working predominantly with B2B technology companies and startups.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jesse. I am Estado's growth marketing director. So I work alongside Jana to run and manage the business. My digital marketing experience really comes from working with a variety of disruptive startups across the fintech space, B2B and B2C SaaS companies, as well as two-sided marketplaces.
Great. Thank you both. I think we can jump in now. So to begin with, Jana, if you could briefly share your understanding and vision of AI's role in the current and future marketing landscape, that'd be great.
Yeah, of course. So obviously, it's a very broad question. And today, I will just say that most of the discussion will be focused on AI application to content marketing. This is what we know best, and that's where we are practicing. Therefore, to this end, to me, AI means servicing our agency clients better, producing better content for them. And by better content, I mean content that resonates with their target audiences and brings desired results, whatever they might be. It could be conversions, it could be brand awareness, it could be the results of the advertising campaigns. So the optimized efficiency, producing better results faster. And this also applies to our agency world as well. So effectively using AI, we are becoming a better, faster, and more efficient agency.
Great. And what inspired you started to delve into the realm of AI, and how do you think it reshaped the agency's approach so far?
Well, it was a gradual process, as for most of us out there, I believe, whoever tried AI already or is going to try and implement it in their work. So we started using ChatGPT since last year, and since then we've been adding other AI tools to our tech stack. And roughly by springtime this year, we realized the limitations of the existing tools and the technology setup as a whole when it comes to AI universe. So what we started doing is exploring how we can overcome these limitations. And this is where the exciting part really begins. So we can now see how we combine some key functionalities that we like and how we can drive more efficiencies using AI, even more than we have already done in the past how many months, 10, 12 months since we started. But I will expand further on this later today when we are talking about other questions that Karina has to ask.
I also feel like in general, as an agency, whilst beforehand, when we were, say, prepping for, you know, the client campaign or anything of the sort, before AI, we would obviously, of course, you know, trying to understand how many hours the spread will take, whereas now it doesn't just include us understanding how many copywriting hours this is going to take or how many setup hours this will take. Oftentimes, we're trying to understand how many AI hours this will take, and that does make things even seem much quicker on paper overall, I think.
Hopefully not just on paper, and that's a whole new reality of, well, estimating time when you use AI, and I will give some examples later, but just using one simple thing here, like blog creation, where we went from, say, on average 20 hours to create a complex, maybe technology focused blog for a tech client of ours. We went down to 5 on average, I would say, thanks to AI, and we're pushing this further down with the latest advancements of the AI tech that we use.
Yeah, no, for sure. Jesse, I'll probably throw a question at you now. From a growth marketing perspective, how has AI been instrumental in refining and optimizing campaigns, do you think?
Well, that's a really good question, actually, Karina. I think from a growth marketing standpoint, you know, AI has really been a game changer, because it's allowed us to make data-driven decisions at a pace that we've never really been able to achieve before. Now with AI, we're able to analyze, you know, vast amounts of data in real time, as it helps us identify, you know, patterns and insight that can be fine-tuned. And then that way we can have a better targeting, messaging, and essentially even choose the best channels that we should use for a specific campaign. So unlike before, where we were kind of relying on broad demographic or behavioral segments, now with AI, we can even have hyper-personalized campaigns and essentially increase conversion rate and return on investments for our clients.
Sure. I feel like the general theme with AI is that it's not that we're doing less work, it's that we're doing either the same amount of work but faster, or even more work within the same time when we're talking about campaign prep or campaign optimization. It's just so much easier to analyze data with AI, and I'm honestly loving it. I'm here for it.
Just wanted to ask, just to add, guys, I can see some people are trying to ask questions in the event here. We'll leave some questions, some time for questions at the end. So keep all your questions, and then we can give you guys the floor when we're done with the Q&A.
Right, next question. So, Jana, as the managing director of PA Starter, how do you see AI shaping the broader strategy of the agency?
Well, if I talk at least about the next 2 to 3 years from now, I see AI as an assistant helping us to optimize outputs across the board. That includes, of course, content, strategy, campaigns, reporting, and many other facets of the digital marketing world that we live in. However, beyond this time, when we are, say, talking 5 years plus, it's a very much open question to me. I think the role of AI will evolve much, much further. And it's probably worth another event like this one to discuss the broader horizon. But for now, I think we are keeping our feet on the ground and basically leveraging the opportunity that comes, that already has come and will probably last for quite some time now, optimizing the role of AI as a Uber assistant for humans.
Fair enough. And probably to add to that question, Jana, in what areas of the agency's operation do you think AI is going to show the most promise and tangible results potentially in the future?
Well, it's already showing promise and results right now. It's not a matter of future, really. As you would know, Karina, AI has been a rock star in our content creation process. Mm-hmm. We already touched upon it, given the blog example, and when you were saying that we can just do so much more, so much faster. And the content that we produce, be it short or long form, is engaging, it's result-oriented, it's plagiarism-free, it's SEO-optimized. So it just basically comes out of this black box, of course, with a lot of effort and tinkering when once you already know how it works. And perhaps for me, the eye-opening moment when I realized what's possible was when we were preparing a white paper for one of our very technical clients. So we were working on the white paper outline to begin with, and I could already foresee how tricky it will be not just to produce the outline, but the entire white paper, because of just simply because of the area where this company has been working. And it does require a lot of understanding of the space, which is in engineering and mechanical engineering, and a few other areas. And when we used our understanding of the client coupled with the output from ChatGPT and got the outline together, presented it to the client, I was expecting quite a bit of back and forth to get that finalized, as we usually would have, and it's absolutely fine. I've seen the outline before and I thought it's good, but didn't hold my breath. However, the client came back with the approval straight away. So that was the eye-opening moment, for myself at least, showing what AI is capable of. And that's been several months ago. I think it was ChatGPT 3.5, not even 4, that we're using right now. So the most promise, as I've been alluding to before, in using AI for me lies in layering the expertise of our people on top of AI. And that really, really works. What doesn't work, however, is expecting a great output from AI without a great input and without meticulously crafted prompts at the moment. So whether you're using ChatGPT or Jasper or something else, you need to know how to brief this thing.
This is a really good point, Jenna, if I may ask here. I think one of the challenges that many people using AI nowadays have is that they don't really understand how to make the most of that technology. It's not just a matter of asking for anything. There is an art to asking what you want, asking for what you want to actually get the best output. So if the input is no good, you can't really expect anything of quality. And I think that's where the difficulty lies for most people that actually use tools like ChatGPT or others. And there are ways, you know, to train yourself up to understand how it works and what's the best way of getting the best output. But without that, you will struggle to actually get what you want from these AI tools.
I agree with that. And just to give kind of a comical example, my partner, for example, he doesn't work in marketing and has nothing to do with marketing, but he obviously still tries to use AI when he can. He works in finance, and every time he asks, say, ChatGPT to drop, I don't know, an email or some kind of a memo or anything of the sort, and it provides him the results, and my partner isn't happy with those results, he doesn't just share his feedback or try to somehow, you know, lead ChatGPT onto where he would like the final output. He just tells it that he doesn't like it. He literally types, "I don't like it," and he then expects ChatGPT to come up with some sort of better results on the basis of what, I'm not sure, but the way today's tools work, you definitely need to understand what to ask and how to ask it if you want to get what you want in the end. So there's definitely kind of a gap there, I think.
How to provide feedback as well.
Exactly, yeah. It's quite dark these things.
I think in a way, from what you and Jess just described, AI, or in this case, let's use the example of ChatGPT just to be precise, because AI is too general a notion. It's not too dissimilar to a person. When you want something from a professional, like say copywriter, you need to brief them, and the output is going to be dependent on your input. So if your input is not great, the output is not going to be great either, regardless of how experienced and good they are. So this is a similar situation. Apart from the fact that obviously, with a human being, you can use different ways of briefing them. It could be text, it could be video, you can give them a call, you can meet in person, and with AI, you're limited to the chat window most of the time. So you have to be very, very precise and clear, and indeed prompt engineering becomes very important.
Yeah, for sure. Since we kind of slightly touched upon optimizing campaigns, I was wondering, Jesse, if you could maybe share some specific tools or AI-driven approaches that can impact campaign outcomes.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've used a variety of, AI-driven tools since the late last year, essentially. The obvious one would be, of course, ChatGPT. We don't necessarily use it so much for pure content creation. I mean, we do use it for content ideation as mostly, but we find that it helps really when analyzing campaign performance. Especially if you're working with large spreadsheets of data, so you're actually able to upload these spreadsheets on to ChatGPT, and then ChatGPT can help you find trends and draw conclusions to optimize your campaigns further. So it's one of the latest functionalities of ChatGPT that allows you to do that. And if we're not necessarily talking about the obvious tools like ChatGPT, there are others like Colossian. This one is a it's an also it's also an AI-driven tool, and that allows you to create explainer videos. And if you don't have a massive budget, this tool is actually pretty great to try. I'll definitely give it a go. The output quality is great, and can be a good addition for your website or your social media platforms. Essentially, create an avatar for you, an avatar that speaks like you. You can choose the accent that you want. And the lips are actually moving as if it's a human talking, and it's pretty cool, and it's very affordable. So there are plenty of tools out there to create written video content, images. So have a look out there. We actually have created a blog that actually lists a few of these tools that we have been trying out ourselves. So if you go to our website and you go to the blog section of our site, you'll be able to find that blog and check out some of those tools.
I feel like in general with AI, you can essentially do anything you want these days using that technology. So if you were to say looking how to SEO optimize your content or do anything really, even anything technical or understand marketing trends or do some social media listening, there's essentially a tool for pretty much everything out there. So if you feel like you're stuck with a problem or you're just, feeling adventurous, you can definitely just give it a Google and see what comes up, because I'm pretty sure there will be at least a few AI technology-based options for you to trial and take a look at. So Jana, are there any concerns or challenges you foresee in integrating AI more deeply into the agency workflow?
Well, to me, it's just again human intervention that is needed to keep information factually correct, to fight biases, etc. Luckily, within YayStarter, we didn't see any adoption issues at all. I think we all jumped on it very quickly, and I was really impressed how the team has embraced it and how quickly became so good at using this new technology. So that is probably the main thing. Also what I would add to that is that human subject matter expertise shouldn't be undervalued. So it's probably the concern that I see when talking to clients, again, potentially who expect AI just to solve all the marketing issues. So it's about layering, as I said before, it's about layering the human subject matter expertise on top of AI and then getting great results. Because let's not forget, ChatGPT doesn't really know stuff, it knows about stuff. We can't expect it to do the critical thinking for us, at least not yet.
I feel like in the end, even if we're taking the ChatGPT example, you still have to be kind of the final touch point of all checks, because in the end, ChatGPT doesn't know what good content looks like. You know what that looks like, and it's on you to kind of explain to it what you want out of it. So there's definitely that kind of tricky bit always with any AI technology, I think, in general. And to kind of follow up from what I was just saying, Jesse, how do you think you balance human intuition and creativity with AI-driven insights in crafting marketing campaigns or generating content in general?
Well, I think the this is such an essential aspect of what we do. You know, AI provides us incredible insights and strategies, as well as automation, but marketing is still very much a human-centric discipline. So our approach is really to use AI as a powerful tool to augment our human capabilities. So in the end, you know, if AI is here to provide suggestions, ideas, it is still up to us, the humans, to make the decision. Essentially, ChatGPT doesn't know what the client wants, doesn't know how the client wanted to sound or what the client is trying to achieve. We are the one having the conversations with our clients. And so it's very much on us, the marketers, to, you know, to make the final call.
I agree. I definitely feel like there's no easy way out of this. In the end, there's still quite a bit of work involved. Even if you are using AI, it doesn't really matter. There's still work that you have to do. It's just that you are briefing, say, a copywriter in this instance. You're briefing a technology, and it's probably even harder to make a technology understand what you want out of it than it is to make a human understand. So definitely something to keep in mind, I think.
And that's where, you know, clarity as in terms of communication when it comes to a human using AI and providing feedback to AI, clarity is critical. So the way you communicate your feedback is even more important than it would be to a human copywriter, because the human copywriter would probably understand some of the nuances of or expression that you may use, but not necessarily the tool, the AI tool. Therefore, your communication style is extremely important in that case.
Sure, I agree. If we look on the opposite side of the marketing agency kind of business, Lana, how do you envision AI altering the client agency relationships and the value that agencies can offer in the future using AI?
Of course, AI is a game changer for agencies, and it is a game changer for agency client relationships. As I was saying before, it is helping us deliver faster, leaving more room for strategy and for client relations, which is definitely a benefit for an agency. And from the client's perspective, they are getting more bang for their buck with us delivering greater quality. I genuinely think that AI helps to improve quality rather than just, issue generic stuff fast. It's not how we use it. We do have the benefit of a faster pace producing content, but at the same time, it's also better content. So it's a win-win in this sense. And to me, as an agency owner, it's all about adding more value and strengthening our bonds with our clients.
Sometimes I also feel like clients can potentially be, well, not scared, but kind of wary of the fact that a marketing agency can use AI for their campaigns. And I definitely feel like there's some art in trying to explain and trying to make your clients understand that there's nothing scary about AI. And it doesn't mean that your campaigns are kind of, you know, slapdash created. And we're just doing everything, you know, very, very quickly. It's really not that. It's really just about kind of building that relationship and making your clients understand that AI is here to help us as much as it is there to help them. So it's definitely another aspect of this, I think.
And I mean, all it does, it helps us deliver better, faster results. Not necessarily, it doesn't do the job for us. We just do a better job for the clients with the help of AI.
For sure, yeah, I agree. To the scary bit, I think, with the, of course, AI emerging, lots of people started talking about, you know, job roles and responsibilities and how that's going to change the market. So I wonder, Jesse, if you could share your thoughts on how you envision the evolution of job roles in marketing and with the adoption of AI.
Sure. I mean, it is true. We're already seeing, you know, some shifts in our roles at marketing agencies. But even with more AI capabilities, you know, we're always going to need that human touch. You know, we are the one who know what our clients want and what resonates with their audience. So I wouldn't really say that jobs are disappearing. They are just morphing. You know, a copywriter might shift from more towards being a proofreader, you know, that needs to ensure every word and idea aligns perfectly with what's expected by the clients. So it's a combo of AI efficiency and human insight that's going to shape the roles in the marketing space. So AI will be essentially doing the heavy lifting for us, and then we get more room for storytelling. But it's also on us to keep learning and ensuring that our strategies are both smart and ethical.
Definitely. And I feel like if we take the example of a copywriter, it doesn't necessarily mean that they will now have less work to do. It's just that, like you said, the type of work they do might just be different. So say they in a day, they could draft, for example, a blog. Now instead, within the same day, say 8 or 9 working hours, they can instead now proofread 5 blogs or 6 blogs. So it doesn't mean that the hours of work they're doing are somehow cut or limited. It's just different types of work, really. So nothing scary, guys, I think, at least. Question to both of you, Liliana and Jesse. With AI becoming more accessible and mainstream, how will Gay Starter differentiate itself and maintain a competitive edge?
We are stepping up the game here at Yay Starter by effectively developing our very own content generation tool. It's called Yai and it's spelled YAI. And initially, it's focused on blog creation. However, we are not going to stop there. We will expand from there into longer copy pieces like white papers and shorter copy pieces like social media. And ultimately, our goal is to embrace other content types, including visual content like images and also video. So the gaps that we are addressing with it, effectively, there are at least three of them. First, it's the inefficiency of dispersed AI tools, because we all know that at the moment, if you want to accomplish the work end to end, say creating a social media post that needs to be published with copy, with hashtags, with video or visual within this post, you need to have, I don't know, 15 to 20 tabs open with different AI tools. And so, well, nice, and it works and it does help. However, it is still too dispersed. We believe it could be done basically from one place, blending just the key features together, but it's not it yet. The second gap that we want to address is the fact that at the moment you still need to be very good at prompt engineering. When we design our tool, we effectively build a process which is foolproof that gets you great results by just following this process rather than by being good prompt engineering. So that's the second gap we are addressing. And finally, the quality limitations of the current AI content production tools. Again, I'm talking only about AI for content production here. We have observed, we have trialed at least a dozen tools probably, and we have observed what they can do. Tools like Jasper, Copy AI, and quite a few more like Claude, etc. And we did notice a number of limitations when it comes to not just blog production, but other content pieces. And this is what we want to address with our tool, with Yai. So we're not just adapting, we are actually looking to do things our own way. So I would invite you to check our landing page out there, which is accessible through yai.digital, and Yai is spelled yai.digital. You can have a look and register your interest. We are going to give access to people at the very beginning to test out our initial version of this wonderful tool, and you will be able to just try it out for free, no strings attached.
Yeah, I mean, if I could add to that, you know, Yana mentioned the point about, you know, this tool taking away the need for account managers, I mean, to be prompt engineers. I think that's really important because, as we were discussing earlier today, prompt engineering is so critical. Knowing how to do it is so critical to get the best output. And but we thought, well, not everyone will know how to do it, and not everyone will have the time necessarily. So that's why we want to create a tool that removes that requirement essentially. Our tool will also take away actually the need to explain who your clients are and provide background information about your clients every single time you have a new content request. So currently on ChatGPT, you need to provide ChatGPT the context of whatever campaign you're working on, the background, tone of voice, personas, all of these kind of stuff, you need to continuously provide that information to ChatGPT so it has the right context to provide the best output. Well, we've decided to remove that requirement. You would only need to provide this information once, and then AI would know and would learn on the basis of this information, and you won't have to explain it again and explain again who you're writing for and why. So it's not just, you know, this standard AI-driven content creator for marketers. We've specifically built this tool for marketing agencies as a marketing agency ourselves.
There's another point I wanted to add as well for myself as an account manager. Of course, I've tested and trialed so many different AI tools and content creation tools. And one thing that I notice is that oftentimes there's just so much functionality and so many features that a tool has, yet they don't make it clear what is best for what you want to create. So the process isn't very streamlined, and you kind of sat there wondering, should I click here? Should I click there? Do I need to add other keywords? Can I add my content outline and all these things? Or is there anything I can add to make this better? So one thing we decided to do to address this in AI is take our user on a streamlined journey. So it will be taken from point A to point B, where point A is zero. Point A is your start point, and point B is where you come out with a blog. And in the middle of this process, you won't have to wonder whether, you know, you've added all of your key terms and keywords and outline, and the tool understands your client as best as it can. The tool essentially does everything for you and takes you on a journey, which makes it, for me at least, as a marketer, much, much easier and saves so much time. And I am left confident that I have used this tool to its best abilities, to its maximum potential. And that's definitely one thing I'm excited for, I think, with AI. So if you guys want to check AI out, I'm just going to repeat this again. The landing page website is AI.digital, which is YAI.digital. So we'll be happy to see all of you there. I think we're done with the discussion portion of our conversation. So if anybody would like to raise your hand and ask a question, feel free to do so. And we'll try to allow for as many people as we can within the remainder 10, 15 minutes of this discussion.
Alternatively, we don't have any. Oh no, there is a question coming up.
There we go. Yeah, okay. Oh no, that raised hand went away.
Karina, do I understand correctly? We are able to follow up with the LinkedIn message, just giving a bit more information about tool that we just presented, and given all the snippets perhaps of today's conversation to our audience.
Of course, yes. So I'll make sure to reach out to all of the attendees after today's event and share the AI blog that we mentioned earlier, the AI digital website, and all other relevant information that I think you might find interesting after this conversation. So not to worry. One thing I probably wanted to point out myself about AI as well is that even though it is designed for a marketing agency use, you don't necessarily have to be a marketing agency or an account manager to use this tool. I think the idea behind this is that it is kind of marketing agency proof. So that means if you are a copywriter or a content creator of any kind of, you know, theme or topic, or a freelance writer, this is still a tool that you can use for yourself. You don't necessarily have to be, you know, a part of a marketing agency. So I just wanted to clear that out as well.
Yeah, that's a great additional point. Thank you, Karina.
No. Okay, so it looks like we're not going to have any questions. Guys, if anyone has any questions, I'll give it another minute or so. And so we can probably wrap up.
Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for attending, taking time out of your busy day. And we were really happy to be able to speak about this topic in front of such a great audience. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for joining.